This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day as we are off and running. Expressway's coming up in 20 minutes. LA Live is coming up in 40. We're 40 minutes away from LA Live. It's time now for an edition of Football's Finest. Here's Chief to get you all caught up.
Oh, we got a former first round half bust alert. Not a full bust, but this guy is now available. 2019 first round pick, center. From Minnesota, it's Garrett Bradbury, and he is now being replaced as the Vikings have signed former Colts Pro Bowl center Ryan Kelly, so he became expendable. Bradbury, former first-round pick, played left guard in college. He's now available for the Cowboys to kick the tires on. Former first-round pick.
Do you imagine, like, sirens and blinking lights are going off at the Star right now whenever a former first-round bust is released by another team?
I'd like to imagine.
It's time to mobilize.
It's time to go figure out who this Garrett Bradbury is.
You guys ever heard of this guy?
Yeah.
No need to watch film, guys. We got it. We got one.
Yeah, they're discovering who Garrett Bradbury is right now, and the fact that he's a former first-round pick, I think there's a very real connection there.
A chance we're getting him?
Yeah, I think so.
They have an AI program that's already issued him a contract offer.
We might have the coolest quarterback room in the sport, at least when it comes to like beer pong and stuff, because Gardner Minshew Mania, is now a Kansas City Chief. It's Minshew and Mahomes, or Mahomes and Minshew.
But, okay, I've been wanting to bring this up. I think maybe Patrick Mahomes has hit a point in his life where he's got to start being a little healthier. I mean, I don't want to go full Nico on you, but he is full dad bod. We've heard about his beer. We've heard about his ice cream novelty items that he likes.
Yeah, the mini cones.
I just don't know that Minshew is in his best interest. If Pat puts on another like 15 pounds, it's going to be too big. He's going to be the hefty lefty. Isn't he? Wolchuk?
Hey, maybe he can pitch for the Rangers. They could use help.
He's got to be ambidextrous, isn't he?
Yeah.
I do imagine their quarterback room having a beer pong table inside of it.
Yeah.
You know, they're watching tape and they're competing against each other.
Yeah.
Those two guys probably, if you had to do quarterback rooms, who could hammer home the most amount of beers?
Yeah.
I think it's the Chiefs by a landslide. I really do. I mean, give me another quarterback room, 877-881-1053, whose starter and backup could compete with Mahomes and Minshew at the beer pong table.
Those are the kind of guys that sit around like pushing their bellies out as far as they can and rubbing them. And they're like, they're proud of their beer bellies.
Who's working with Baker Mayfield down there in Tampa?
Oh, that's a great pull. That's a great pull. I don't know who is back. Is it Kyle Trask still?
It might be.
I don't know why.
Florida Gator Kyle Trask.
Great question. Yeah,
he was a big boy. I bet he could put it down. You know, if he's got the taste for it. So
that is Kyle Trask. Nice pull.
Is it? Yeah. Wow, dude, football guy.
Michael Pratt, right here.
Oh, Michael Pratt, Tulane.
Looks like DK Metcalf is actually going to be wearing the jersey number 4. instead of 14 in Pittsburgh. We thought George Pickens, who wears number 14, might be pivoting back to his Georgia Bulldog days where he wore number one. But I guess DK is like, you know what? I don't want to pay for that number, whatever it may be. So just give me number four. I think four is a great aesthetic. I mean, the photoshops already are looking passing the eye test there.
Darnold's getting his old 14 in Seattle.
Oh, Darnold got the 14.
He got the 14.
Good for him. We also have the Cooper Kupp stuff kind of waiting around to see what's going to happen here. And Adam Schefter actually said, he was quoted as saying, if Cooper Kupp had his way, Schefter said, I think it that he would like to be in Denver. Think that would be one of the places that would appeal to him. And he says, I feel very comfortable saying that. So,
seems like a Denver kind of guy.
It does.
He wants to go hunt elk.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I can see it.
He's off day.
Kind of a mountain. Kind Filled of a mountain tag. Man.
Get high every day.
There's that too.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he's been in LA for a long time now. So, might have picked up a couple of habits.
Yeah.
But the Patriots apparently reached out to Cooper Kupp and believe that he prefers to stay on the West Coast. Now, Denver's obviously not West Coast, but it is more
quick flight.
Mountain time. And the Patriots have not been ruled out yet, but it looks like they're going to have to pay, overpay for him to want to go play there. Yeah,
5-hour flight. Tax. I mean, you have a house. I just want to go Chargers. Chargers, Rams, can I stay close? What's Vegas doing?
I mean, ESPN's player tracking data has him ranked 141 out of 159 when it comes to the ability to get open.
Yeah.
So, like, him versus man coverage is pretty much, he's a dud at this point in his career. But I still think he brings value against zone, just savvy, finding the soft spot. Keenan Allen, similar type of dude who's still available right there. But and then in the run game, I mean, McVay is one of those offenses where you see their receivers blocking their tails off. And that's probably, an attribute that I think Schottenheimer would want in some of his receivers. But that's not going to happen to the Cowboys. But we'll see. Maybe he ends up going to Denver. I guess he likes the way Bo Nix spins it. Mm-hmm. Now, we also have, let's go ahead and get to Adam Schefter first, because Adam Schefter's painting a bleak picture for those of us who want the demise of the Eagles to take place as quickly as possible. But obviously, plenty of talent has walked out of the door in free agency, particularly on the defensive side of the ball.
They got so bad.
They're losing starters.
They are horrible now.
Well, listen to the way Adam Schefter is painting the future of the Eagles.
When they lost Milton Williams and Josh Sweat and the cornerback Isaiah Rogers to the Minnesota Vikings, they wound up getting three compensatory draft picks that day, or will be getting in 2026. And once those are awarded, the Philadelphia Eagles are scheduled to have 20 draft picks in the next 2 years, Ty. 20 picks! Most teams in a given draft have 7. The Eagles have 20 the next 2 years, including 11 in the first 4 rounds of the next 2 years. 11 and 17 in the first 5 rounds of the next 2 years. You know what those picks do? Those picks give you a chance to bring in good young players on rookie contracts that allow you to pay the veteran superstars.
Nice. I don't have to pay them immediately.
Yeah. That was some football 101 right there. Picks. But I did not realize they have accumulated that many.
That's nice. Yeah.
I mean, and especially with the way that they draft, and who knows, they may take some of those and flip them for veteran players. We've seen them trade a first-round pick for A.J. Brown, and that works out for them. But you just kind of, if you're an Eagles fan, you trust Howie Roseman to do right by those particular assets, whether he keeps the picks and drafts there or flips them for veterans. They're going to be able to restock pretty heavy in this year's draft and then especially in next year's.
Harvesting the comp picks is an advantage. I mean, these things are tracked. The Cowboys have been really good at it. It's part of their strategy. But I think it's another benefit of signing free agents from outside your team, because if you only keep them for a year, their contract is up and then they leave, you get the comp pick. Doesn't matter if they've been there a long time or a short time. So, but the Cowboys are good at this too. You know, this is one of those places where I feel like they actually do hold their own against Howie.
Yeah, when it comes to understanding the comp formula and everything. I mean, with I think the tank deal is actually pretty good in terms of the Cowboys being able to
get yourself a nice comp.
I wonder if that could that be a 4? I mean, at least a 5.
Definitely at least a 5.
That's a 5, yeah.
Probably a 5. Yeah. Jordan Lewis, probably a 5.
Yeah.
So, I mean, trying to go silver lining. Now, the Trey Hendrickson market is real. Led the league in sacks this year since he's ready to trade him. Teams are willing, according to Diana Russini, to meet him at the number that he's probably going to want in terms of a new contract. But she said right now things have stalled just because the Bengals are asking so much in return. And we saw it with Seattle with DK Metcalf. They're like, oh, we want a first-round pick and a third-round pick. They quickly came off that, and I think it was a third-round pick they got for him. So I'm assuming at some point Cincy will back off whatever it is their asking price is right now, but apparently that's the reason why the deal has not gotten done, because teams are certainly interested in Trey Hendrickson. I'm sure the Eagles are. I'm sure the Commanders are. I'm sure the Lions are, and a handful of others, because he's an absolute stud. But, I mean, the market right now for pass rushers is huge, and teams are willing to meet that, but they don't want to give up all the picks for him.
You know, all these teams and all these fan bases that have to deal with the idea of their best players, their favorite players leaving. You know, if you don't want to compete, then sell the team. But they don't want to, because they get a quarter of $1 billion just for having the team every year. Just whoop, there you go. There's a quarter $1 billion. So it's turned into just such a cash cow that you can kind of sit there and just kind of go through the motions and hope to win a Super Bowl one day. Well, you get over $200 million every year just for fielding the team.
Yeah. And when it comes to the first overall pick in the draft, the Titans have it, and the odds are becoming longer and longer that the Titans are actually going to trade that pick. All signs are starting to indicate. We're still plenty of ways away, and the smoke is obviously very thick at this point in the draft season, but it's starting to feel more and more likely that the Titans are going to be comfortable staying at number one and taking Miami quarterback Cam Ward.
Hideous idea to imagine passing on an opportunity to take that guy.
Hideous.
Anything after that, if I can't get that guy, then I'm open to, I don't know if this is the quarterback that we need to be taking at two or three, but the way that Cam Ward stands in there and throws the football, you can imagine that that's going to be very successful at the pro level.
Leader, won everywhere he's been. There's something to that.
Todd McShay says that there's a bigger gap between Cam Ward and Shador than there is Shador versus Tyler Shaw, the Louisville quarterback. Tyler Shaw is getting a ton of love
Tyler
right
Shuck?
Now. Is it Shuck?
Yeah.
Shuck.
There's no Shaw. Who's Shaw?
S-H-O-U-G-H.
Yeah, Shuck.
Shuck.
It's a weird way to say Shuck, but nonetheless, Tyler Shuck is a guy that is getting a lot of love. I know our buddy Greg Cosell, who's one of the best football film watchers and breaking it down, he's a big fan of him, and clearly Todd McShay is as well. The gap between Cam Ward and Shador is bigger than Shador versus old Shuck. But when is Brian Broaddus going to crank out the quarterback scouting reports? When is that going to happen? I want to know what you think about this Shuck fella, because a lot of people are feeling him.
He's actually a bag ass Oregon.
I know Wolchuk is anti-Shuck.
I think to me, just watching, I think how it's probably going to play out for me. I think it's going to be Ward, Dart, and Shador would be my top three. I think that's the way it's going to play out. Just from
Dart's going to be number two, you think?
Yep. To me, he is. Yep.
Ooh.
Yep.
Is Cam Ward a first-round graded player?
He will be, yeah.
He will be, but he will be the only one.
I could say, that's going to be my order. I have a feeling as I get going, but I have a feeling that Ward might be the only one.
Okay. Mason Rudolph has agreed to a deal with the Steelers. So, the Rudolph era is just never going to end in Pittsburgh. Still awaiting Aaron Rodgers and his decision. Now, we'll jump to a little college football here. The first of which, did you guys see the email from Bill Belichick to the,
I just saw this.
The North Carolina staff?
This is shocking. I mean, just bizarre.
Of course, the girlfriend, 24-year-old girlfriend of Bill Belichick is well documented. And apparently he's acting like sort of his assistant and certainly like his social media manager person. And apparently there's an email thread that is now being shared around that is an email from Bill Belichick to a guy named Robbie. And he says, thank you for the email. This is what Bill says. He says, thank you for the email. I am including Jordan on this email. Jordan is the name of his girlfriend. So she can also keep up with our postings. Can you include her on anything you send to me? Thank you, BB. He signs his emails, BB.
BB, yep.
Bill so, BB. That, I mean, she, I don't know. Is she on the payroll? Like, I
don't know.
Looks
like she's got a role.
She's clearly got a role, and she's bringing out the personality in Bill. I keep seeing the resurfacing of the Halloween where
she's helping recruiting.
She's a real life mermaid, and she's in the ocean, and he's acting like he's fishing her out. It's one of the most ridiculous photos.
He's probably having a great time, you know. But for the outside, it does look a little awkward at times.
He's got to be keeping places like Blue Chew in business.
I would think so.
You know.
Yeah.
Maybe he's got some stock in there.
Nick, I think this is one of the reasons that maybe he wasn't that coveted on the NFL circuit with the job openings there, because he wants to make things comfortable for him and he wants to be in charge. I mean, he had
gets his family involved too.
Defensive guys as an OC. Yeah. It seemed like he has amassed so much power that he just wants to do things his way. Right. And I don't know if you can win like that.
The Texas Tech Red Raider fans are coming in hot with Tyler Shuck sucks. So
yeah, he's not good.
But I mean, I guess the Louisville version has to be better than the Texas Tech version.
Good year, Louisville.
Did I hear that he started off at Oregon, right?
So Oregon, Texas Tech, injured both places, finally had a healthy year at Louisville, and he's got the prototypical size, so NFL teams are gushing over him.
Well, somebody told me that he enrolled at Oregon the same time that something to do with Leighton Vander Esch was at Boise. That there were
he might have been.
It's that.
Well,
it's
he's like 20. He's old. He's like 26 or something. 25, 26.
Yeah, and he was like
old.
A 6-year college guy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Finest is in the books. Hit the expressway. There's no end in sight for this DFW sports nightmare. It's now.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back to the nation. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. Let's hit the expressway. We're going commercial free to the top every night at this time. LA Live is coming up at 5:40. Segment of the Nation's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And the Expressway is brought to you by the On Time Experts. Okay. Thanks to Jared Sandler, who joined us for an update from Surprise. Rangers got the win. Osuna went yard. It was quite a day once again. And his hits are brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration. Go to advancedhair.com. Hoping for the best on Cody Bradford, but it's not clear exactly, you know, how bad this injury is going to be. So fingers crossed for the local guy. I know he's a Tolo growing up, you know, so he's one of ours in more ways than one. Okay, a guy that's definitely not one of ours. He's an outsider. Patrick Dumont, Mavs governor, has not seen the light yet. Audio going viral across social today. This event was not today. It was somewhat recently. But, I mean, it's clear to me we're totally hosed here. It's probably not even worth it to pay attention until the situation is resolved. I would go that far. Like, I will hope that they can build a healthy roster and go for the championship next year, and I'm going to be dialed into that. But in the back of my mind, I'm going to think your brain trust is the worst in all of sports. Just listen to this crap and tell me at 877-881-1053 what bothers you the most and how many unbelievable things does Mavs Governor Patrick Dumont have to say in here.
How did you frame a decision of such magnitude like this?
So tough decisions are never easy. And part of leadership is looking at risk and looking at all the factors of a decision and being willing to act at that time and look to the long term and not only think about the short term or how it may be received immediately, but to think about the long term benefits and what it may allow you to achieve if given all the right considerations. And I think for us, going into the trade deadline last year, we were not competitive. If you recall, we were not a playoff-bound team. And we were able to do some things to reconstruct the roster and enable the team to become very competitive. And after the trade deadline last year, we actually had the best record in basketball, which was a big accomplishment. And we got to the championship games, and we didn't win. And so we had to decide, how do we get better? What can we do to improve our team? And so we looked at our trajectory during the season and realized that we did not get better. But the teams that we competed against, some of which we beat, did get better. And ultimately, when you look at the Eastern Conference, after we were to get through the Western Conference, if we're so fortunate, you would have to beat some very formidable teams, including one that we lost to, which actually got better. So this was a decision about the future. If you look at our roster today and who we have, we feel like we position ourselves to be incredibly competitive against the best teams in the NBA. And if you're a fan of basketball, I'll just throw that out there, you have Kyrie Irving, Klay Thompson, PJ Washington, Anthony Davis, and either Daniel Gafford or Derek Lively as your starting five. That's going to put fear into a lot of teams in the league if we can get going.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Right? And so the objective was, how do we create a roster for the future that allows us to be the most competitive team? I've said it all along. I don't know if you heard what I said when we actually bought the team from Mark, but we want to win championships. We want to be a winning franchise for the city of Dallas, and we want to be one of character, one of community involvement, and one where
nobody wants to be involved with them. I mean, we could start there. If they had a community of involvement event right now, it would be hilarious how unattended it would be.
He's talking about us being fans and if we know ball or not, and he referred to the NBA Finals as we got to the championship games. Just something small like
and we
that.
Lost.
Like, you have no idea even the lingo of the sport that you're an owner in.
We got to the championship games. We lost.
What's the saying? He knows just enough to be dangerous or something.
He's
like
a
that.
Fool.
Yeah. I mean, the league is down. You don't have to face formidable teams.
No, like the West is probably the most winnable. It's more winnable this year than it was last year.
Yeah.
And he's talking about the teams that got better. Those teams you beat, why they try? They got better to try and beat you. And how'd you beat them? This guy that you're trading, that you think trading away is going to make you a better basketball team? It's bizarre.
You know, I think maybe last year at the deadline, you made a trade for players that could help you defensively. And you're like, wow, defense is the way. So you want to go, defense wins championships. So you move maybe the best offensive player in the game today. It's really tough to stomach, but you know, that's the latest from Patrick Dumont, Mavs owner. And you know, what worries me right now is you don't have anybody that could put a fresh set of eyes on this and say, you know, we have to move on at some point, because worst case scenario now is Nico and DeMont try to see this thing through for two or three more years. And then when Kyrie and Anthony Davis are too old to be trade assets, then you're sit there with nothing. Because, I mean, I think a championship is possible, but in the very immediate future. When he's talking in there like we wanted to do what's best for the future, there is nothing beyond about 2028 that looks great for the future of the Mavs. Once those two guys are old, you hope that you went on a championship parade, and you hope that also you had managed to trade them before their value went to nothing. Like post-championship, there were times where you could have traded Dirk and given yourself a massive head start in rebuilding. They didn't want to do that. Most teams do, you know. So I don't imagine Nico and DeMont would say, hey, let's use this as our drop-dead date where we're going to want to trade Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving to make sure we get first-round picks back and can begin our rebuild. I think if it doesn't work out like next year and the year after that, they'll think, I have to try to see this thing through to justify my decision. And that's why I think it's not just that, like, Nico just didn't trade Luka. He didn't, you know, just move one of the greatest players to have ever been traded in a situation like this. He took basketball from DFW, and he took relevance from the Mavericks for absolutely the foreseeable future. And what he did in the end is expose just how bad the leadership is. This is the stuff that sports nightmares are made of. Okay, speaking of sports nightmares, it appears Duke has dodged one. Cooper Flagg will not be able to play in the ACC tournament final because of an ankle sprain, but appears to have not sustained a significant injury. 6'9" Flagg rolled his left ankle today in conference championship play. They did win against Georgia Tech. He hobbled off the court, head to the locker room. He was seen in a wheelchair, and people were thinking the worst, not only for Duke's NCAA tournament chances, but Flagg's draft profile as well.
Well, hopefully he will be available for the March championship games, because that's really what this is all about.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Those March championship games are the thing of legends, and anybody that's been around basketball knows.
Was there some the lore of them. Games.
Yeah, I got a word
Speaking
for that.
Of legends, Texas and Texas A&M in the Southeastern Conference tournament about to go to double overtime.
Wow. What an insane last couple of minutes.
Yeah, missed free throws for the Aggies has really hurt them. They could have won this thing in regulation, and now they missed another free throw here in overtime that allowed Texas to get the tying bucket.
Start a second overtime now, tied at 79. Okay, speaking of Texas, they have self-reported five NCAA violations related to sports betting. Two football players embroiled in the scandal went back to this last summer and into the fall. American Statesman with the reports. Apparently the names have been censored out of it.
Hmm.
At least for now.
Bennett brought us.
It may be. This might have been your son organizing some wagering. But this was on Wolchuk's deals. This was Prize Picks.
Uh-oh.
And the five people totaled about $14,800 of wagers.
Okay.
What are we doing over there?
This is a negative story. You should probably stop reading it. I don't need this out here.
Okay. Well, it's not a reflection on Prize Picks.
Well, no. It better not be, because Prize Picks is damn good. I love it.
Yeah. It's a fantasy. It's not even gambling.
I think it shows how popular Prize Picks is.
It's gotten
even
crazy
the players want to play it.
As they should. And it's fantasy sports. Less, they can play fantasy football.
Yeah.
So what's the problem here?
Well, less, I mean, right?
More or less. Yeah, it's not over-unders. Yeah. It's more or less.
You just can't be betting on the sport that you're playing in. So you could see there might be a small betting advantage there. I'm going to take the under and just tank this game or whatever. I don't know exactly what happened. And it's not a lot of money. But
NFL players play fantasy football, right?
True.
So this is fantasy.
Essentially, I don't see any problem.
I think there's a loophole here that these players can get out of.
76ers forward Paul George is consulting with doctors this week on treatment options for his groin and knee, possible surgical procedures. Decision expected early next week as George meets with doctors to finalize the best route. The 34-year-old has played through groin, finger, and knee ailments this season after signing a four-year contract for $212 million in July.
That is hilarious, dude.
$53 million.
That's all time. Yeah. All-time disaster.
Yeah.
Same with, I wonder what Joel Embiid makes, but his contract is obviously aging extremely poorly.
Sixers gonna Sixer, man.
Well, I was just saying, that's where you don't want to be.
Yeah.
You know, if you're the Mavs or whatever, like, how bad could it get? What's worst case scenario if this thing plays itself out? You don't want to be left holding aging superstar bag at $50 million a year for the next 3 years. Like, the 76ers are not only done now, they're also done for at least the next half decade. Okay, here's some cool news. FC Dallas playmaker, you know the new star? We lost a Luca. We got a Lucho.
Yeah.
Lucho Acosta.
Oh, Lucho.
Yeah.
He's applying to be eligible to play for the USA. Could be a factor in the next World Cup.
That's what I'm talking about.
30 years old, just to talk about the talent gap. He has never played for his native Argentina at any age, at any level.
He'd be America's best player.
Yeah, but they're looking at him to possibly boost the attack here at 30 years old. I guess Argentina's never going to give me a call, but he's very popular in America. Won MLS MVP back there in 2023, as I'm sure you know, Brian. And now he's ready to put on the red, white, and blue, maybe next summer, World Cup.
He's Argentine, is what you said. So how do we do that? Like, parents, something? How does this work?
No,
how are we going to get our guy?
He's a citizen.
You say Argentine? Yeah. I thought it was Argentinian.
I don't know.
They're the Argentines?
I mess it up all the time.
I think it's an either-or situation. It's a choose-your-own-adventure.
I mean, I don't mind Argentine.
Well,
I was thinking of a singular person.
I think it's because he never played for the other country. You know? So he just officially becomes a citizen.
All right.
I guess if the Argentinian Federation doesn't want you, or Argentine.
Yeah, it says someone from Argentina can be called an Argentine, or less commonly, an Argentinian. So, you nailed it.
I think I'd go Argentinian.
You don't like the time?
I thought we have to have some type of birth thing going on.
I think there's loopholes for everything.
I think there's loopholes because the home country doesn't want them. They're like, you're fine.
If you want to play,
let's scout like some other countries too while we're at it, you know?
It's what we should do.
Hey, get them stateside and get them saddled up with an MLS team. Maybe they'll like it.
What's going on in Germany, Spain?
France.
Yeah, France.
Let's get first-round busts from other countries for our soccer team.
It would be pretty cool to have...
They'd be our best players.
Have another
first-round bust soccer player.
Yeah, Cowboys would be really interested in this.
Tolo Jason Ripple is suggesting the Cowboys be called the Slump Busters.
Okay.
So... obviously still workshopping, but
they are some busters, that's for sure. And if you have busted in the first round, there's a second chance alley called Dallas Cowboys waiting for you. Okay, Virginia high school athlete's been charged with assault and battery following a baton incident that resulted in another competitor suffering a concussion. I've seen the video a little bit.
Fracture skull, maybe?
Yeah, it took place second leg of a 4x2. In a video of the race, the junior Kalen Tucker suffered a concussion and maybe a fractured skull.
Yeah.
I didn't know those batons could bring that kind of bludgeon to the party.
Yeah, what's the density factor on the those
aluminum?
Things, man?
I thought they were aluminum and hollow.
Aluminum, yeah.
But she collapsed to the ground after being struck. The striker says, quote, she was touching me to the point where I was pumping my arm and the baton was hitting her arm. But I lost my balance. My whole body turned and then I pumped my arms and she got hit.
Cracked her a couple times with it.
It's hard to say somebody's intent. It is. But looking at the video.
It looks like she cracked her a couple times.
It looked like she was getting passed and was like, well, forget this. Yeah. Pass me now.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Okay, a Stars' new wing, Mikko Rantanen, challenging a take from Carolina's coach, Rob Brendamore, who says Mikko arrived with 1 foot out the door and already had a list of teams he wanted to be traded to. He's painting the picture of an unprofessional Mikko Rantanen. Mikko says that's false and that he arrived open-minded. In 13 games, though, he only had 2 goals, 4 assists, and... The fans, the team back there, you know, just did not get a good vibe there from Mikko. Stars are off again tonight, and then at Canada Life Center tomorrow, they're going to take on the Winnipeg Jets. So that'll be fun. But it's just sour grapes. You know, guy didn't want to play for you. Don't know why, but maybe you should roll out the red carpet a little bit better.
Girlfriend should go ahead and something to do with that,
make the guy feel a little bit more welcome. SMU got a nice win over Syracuse last night, 73-53, solidifying their tournament resume. They're taking on Clemson tonight. Definitely not the wife, right, Brian?
No, not the wife.
Girlfriend.
Not
the wife. Yeah. Don't even mention her.
No, the side chick got it done.
Check this out. The AAC is going to require each conference member to provide athletes with at least $10 million in additional benefits over the next 3 years. They're going to make it the only league so far to set a minimum standard, with revenue sharing expected to begin in Division I sports in July. So this is the next step. Conferences actually making it a requirement to be a part of our league that you're going to kick down at least $30 million to your basketball players here over the next 3 years combined. So just more ways of getting that money in. We are getting ready for the college basketball tournaments. I'm pretty excited, you know, getting a lot of chances to watch games here. It's 87-85 now, the Longhorns lead with a minute and 15 to play there at the SEC tournament's second
Nashville,
round.
Yeah.
The Dallas Wings after this are expected to draft Paige Beckers, who's a star with UConn. Morning News with a story up today, though, about how expectations are a little bit uncertain. It's totally not clear. As it was reported, when Dallas won the draft lottery, she would have preferred Los Angeles won it. And she could also play in the women's three-on-three league or go back to college for another season. So it's not confirmed that Paige will want to come to the Dallas Wings, who up to this point have not really established themselves as one of the stronger organizations.
We're trying
here, but they could. Yeah. And congrats are in order for the kids at Texas Tech who had no school today thanks to green flame shooting up from manhole covers. Did you guys see that on social?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think Wolchuk may have had that in his email, and I was looking at it a little bit. That seemed a little crazy.
I thought it might have been Wolchuk related there when I saw that green gas, but apparently some sort of gas was flammable and it was exploding, kicking up the manhole cover, and you had some pretty cool photo ops.
Well, Chuck, can you confirm that you were not on the Red Raider campus yesterday?
I wasn't on the Red Raider campus yesterday. There were underground fires, and somehow there was green goo like the Power Rangers oozing out of the underground. I don't know, but that was hilarious. That was well done.
Yes, sir.
Touché, it was. Sir.
All right, it's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has a Thursday night edition of LA Live.
Don't young lay like to kick it right karate? Don't be with Jay Money serving everybody. Hey, man, see that soccer dude you were talking about there, Dawson?
Yeah.
All he's got to do is holler at Big Trump.
Yeah, that's what I was going to
call it. Big Trump.
I was thinking
he'll make it happen.
Throw one of them hats. you throw one of them hats, he got you. He's going to sign the paperwork that day and then throw the pin in the audience. Here you go. Bam. Yeah,
that's right. Argentina loves me too.
Yeah. I'm a soccer player. USA. Yeah. USA.
He's going to do great for us. It's amazing.
Cool.
Argentina's missing out.
Yeah. Better give us more players. You're going to get more tariffs.
Going to put a tariff on them.
Yeah.
Need soccer guys.
Now, that Mavericks audio, that Patrick Dumont.
Yeah.
Every time I play this audio, where were they at?
I had some sort of luncheon.
Clearly.
Nobody's paying attention.
They were scraping them plates, bro. Whatever that was fantastic. I'm thinking Salisbury steak or something.
There was no chicken, rubber chicken, and vegetables.
Part of leadership is looking at risk and looking at all the factors of a decision and being willing to act at that time.
Pass the rolls.
And look to the long term and not only think about the short term or how it may be received immediately. But to think about the long term benefits and what it may allow you to achieve.
That's why somebody say, waiter, while he's talking. Yeah. Waiter, excuse. Get in the spoon.
Long-term benefits.
Yeah, that's your boy, man. That's your boy right there. Okay, Alfred E. Newman in the building, by the way.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Thirsty Thursday edition of LA Live, right into the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares.
That wasn't it.
Fire up this funk and let's have a toast.
This is Texas A&M thing.
Yeah. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Then I have the SWAC championship on my other show.
Now, I'm watching it too.
You're in a relationship with a man and it's not going well. Ladies, it's your fault. No, don't boo me. They're simple creatures. You have overestimated them if you allowed them to upset you. They are simple creatures. Are you offended by me saying you're simple?
Nope.
No, he's delighted because he wants word to get out. Sometimes we read into stupid they said and we get our feelings hurt when it's just a dumb dude statement. He's just doing dumb dude stuff. Yeah. And women get mad. They go, Monique, You make it sound like we should lower our standards when it comes to men. It's not, no, don't lower them, lose them altogether. If he comes home at night, he's yours. Just feed him some noodles and touch his pee-pee, you know? They're that simple. Live your life. Live your life, ladies. I wish somebody would have told me the truth. Go live, do whatever you want, be an astronaut, whatever. They don't care. They're not even paying attention to you. You want me to tell you something? When you try to engage a man in a conversation, when you ask a man a direct question, you know what the man is thinking? What can I say that will shut this shit down?
Yeah. Yep. How'd you know?
I'm not mad. I don't want her gone. You know what I mean? I just want her over there right now. I'm not ready. Yep. She's coming in hot and I haven't had coffee.
That's brilliant. That is brilliant right there.
Great.
Well, for this one.
Amazing.
This is LA Live for Thursday, March 13th, 2025. It is a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night edition of LA Live. Shout out to all the Tolo ladies out there. Even the ones that are being forced to be Tolos right now. Because you're probably riding with a Tolo.
Yeah, we appreciate you. We love you.
We appreciate you.
Thank you for your sacrifice.
Glad you're riding with us. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is Greystone-Roofing.com. Tis the season to hit those people up. Greystone-Roofing.com. At G-Back the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. That is L-U-C-I-O-U-S. Or you can follow us all, find G-Back Nation on Twitter, and send all your hate mail there.
Yep. Right there in the DMs. I check it every day.
Send all the hate mail there, brother. Don't send it to me no more. All right, this is our winner right here. Is from the KC. I don't know their name now. It's not KMC. KC Masterpiece.
KNC.
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 KNC Masterpiece.
Yep.
Okay. Kevin reacts to Duke Cooper Flag going down with an injury. Mm-hmm. Duke is a squad.
How did everything go so wrong so quickly?
It would have been the first time since 2015 they would have had a chance to win the championship.
I mean, they were in the Final Four a few years ago.
They didn't have a chance that year.
Quick Cliff's Notes. I do love
Oh.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Peggy.
Cliff Notes.
Excuse me?
A little too honest.
All right, so somebody texted in and they were like,
I am broken right now!
And all you can think about is the one thing he loves the most.
That's right.
He's been thinking about that for a while.
Him and Broadus have that in common.
Yeah.
Sure do.
Yeah.
They do. They sure do.
Sent him a text, thumbs up, Broadus did, with the eggplant emoji.
You and me both, brother. We're in it together.
I respect your vulnerability in this time, Higgy.
All right, this is LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a ladies' night. We listen, but we don't judge. We listen, but we don't judge. Fellas, I need you guys to get a little honest with me right here, okay?
Here we go.
Not as honest as Higgy, though. All right. He set the bar pretty damn high.
Yeah. Sure. When you were younger, did you ever try on your sister's or your mother's clothes, like the shoes or dress or something like that?
Oh, yeah. No, you were very ready to say yes. You still do.
It's been months.
Whoa!
It's been months.
Whoa!
Okay.
Y'all,
sure.
Y'all elbowed each other to say, no, me, I did it.
Yeah, I think Dawson should take this first.
All right, you guys, this side of the
you
table.
You lean back, though, Eric. It seems like you put on the pantyhose, too.
This is like adjacent. I didn't have a sister, and I never tried on my mom's stuff, so we can put that to bed now. But I did have three female cousins that we hung out with a lot, and they took pride in dressing us up like chicks when, you know, we were in, I don't know, elementary school, maybe middle, perhaps high school.
Yeah, I was saying, what part of elementary school? Are we talking like fifth grade? Because that's crazy.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, second, third grade was a crazy time. I don't know if it bled into fourth and fifth, but it happened.
Maybe senior year.
I bet I could text and get a photo of that. Maybe I can find
that.
Yeah,
awesome.
I think when you're like 3 or 4 years old, you know, you get up, you can get around the house, you can get into mischief, you know, you come out of the closet dressed like one of your parents going to work is
you're watching the Bosom Buddies with Tom Hanks. I can do that too.
I don't know if it was that. No, I don't know if we're exploring any transgender latency that might have been on board at the time. No, I think I was just playing dress
just having
up.
Fun.
Yeah,
just doing your thing.
Yeah.
I think I had my mom's shoe on one time Pops grabbed it, popped me with it. I ain't never touched them shoes again.
It can be very considered very taboo. Yeah. Like, if this happens, it'll cause other things to happen. And,
but I've never dressed in ladies' clothes or anything like that for fun or whatnot. How about you, Woolchuck?
Never go full De La Hoya.
No, this was not something that I ever dabbled with.
Even because you had a sister, and you
she
still
was
do.
She was yes.
The opportunity's really still there for
I
you.
I have a younger sister. But no, it was never her. She didn't dress me up in anything.
Okay, I just sent. We have a big family group text with like cousins and aunts and everybody. I just said, anyone have old photos of us dressed up as chicks? So we'll see.
Please delete them.
We'll
take about presidential run. Run them. Yeah. How about you, Brush? You ever put on that old girdle?
Never did.
Never did. Well, the Mrs. Doubtfire thing.
Yeah, never did.
Well, one of the greatest point guards of all time. One of the greatest point guards of all time. Maybe sacrilegious to say that here in Dallas, but D-Wade. Apparently, okay. He used to do a little fun cross-dressing with his sisters back in the day. He was talking to the boys on the Pivot podcast, and he put the lip chap on and got to talking.
You know, as kids, I used to put on heels. I used to do all those things. I try to put on whatever my sisters wear, whatever my sisters did, I try to do those things.
Whoa.
It's crazy. Name a better point guard than D. Wade. It's crazy.
Oh, man.
Cross-dress.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's the killer crossover.
That's the stuff I need right there, bro.
Yeah.
Also, he was on the Today Show when I think that was one of the Bush's daughters on there.
Oh, yeah. It's Jen and Friends.
Okay. Yeah, that brought us the damn Friends. Name.
Okay. Yeah. Baby, can you leave it on Jen and Friends before you walk out the door for me, please?
Please. Watching tape, Jen and Friends.
He also carries around a purse. Now, they try to clean it up by calling it a man purse.
Oh, yeah.
It's a purse.
It's a satchel.
And Blake has one of those.
A purse?
Indiana Jones wore one.
Like, I can see the satchels or the fanny packs or the small backpacks or whatever. Small backpack is crazy.
Yeah, but no, it's not like an actual purse. It's just purses, very close. Bro. It's purse adjacent.
But then Blake,
it's in the purse category.
Blake uses one.
Yeah. A purse?
Something looks it's bedazzled. Like
where else are you going to keep his lipstick?
I think it's like a laptop carrier that's got a handle on it.
Okay,
like
a Gucci.
It's
okay,
a Louis Vuitton bag.
Yeah, it's something.
It's not a purse. It's a bag, not a purse. I'm talking about these boys that carry around purses.
Yeah.
Like Dooney and Burke style purses. It looks crazy. Google a photo of D-Way with a purse. Why? He was talking about it.
When they walk in, like, yeah, the fit check before games and stuff, yeah.
A purse.
Yeah.
Is he teetering on? Oh, no, play the audio, please.
You famously have a merce.
Yeah, merce.
Merce doesn't clean it up. It's a purse. A
men purse?
If you look at it, it's a damn purse.
You famously have a merce.
Yeah, I've been carrying a merce for a very long time.
Look at this.
Where y'all find these photos?
Girl.
That's what I was wearing across my body. There we go. Look at
that. Wait, are y'all in Paris?
Yeah, you know. Fashion week.
That's like schoolgirl chic or something right there.
Yeah, listen. I don't understand. Like, men, we normally have to put our wallets and our phones and our money and everything in our pockets. Look, I pay a lot for these clothes. I am not trying to walk out like that.
That's right, honey.
Now I get to put stuff in the bag.
Oh, here's your merce.
See, this is my travel bag right now. This is my travel merce right here.
By the way, you're... Travel merce is nice.
I got a lot of things in there. One of the most important things in here is my got my Jen and Friends
friendship
bracelet.
Bro got friendship bracelets in his purse, bro.
I'm kind of with him. I am. You know, I don't think there's any. It's just basically like a backpack.
No, it's not a backpack.
It fits on a different part of your body,
purse.
Though.
It's a purse.
It's a purse.
But why is a purse feminine?
Because it belongs to ladies.
Only women use them.
That's an arbitrary decision the society made.
Get us a little satchels. I like the satchel. The fanny pack is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Men's not carrying no purse. We need our hands. We're here to protect if something happens. We're not carrying a purse.
Imagine you getting your purse stolen if you're a man.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
You go to Target and be like, hey, somebody stole my purse.
Yeah.
Could you put a little call out there for me?
Imagine what that pastor's Puerto Rican wife would say.
Yeah. Oh.
Hispanic Puerto Rican.
I don't know. I don't know which one she
is. Yeah, I don't know which one she is. She's not white.
Can I get an amen?
Yeah, can I get a...
He didn't even ask. He just said, amen.
Someone pass the plate and we start singing, please.
I like how Dawson tried to defend that purse thing. I appreciate you, brother. Just give it a little dynamics to the situation.
I mean...
I don't know if you're faking or not.
Is there anything that's just for women that's not for men?
nothing that's genuinely confirmable through logic. only because society says it is what I would answer that, you know, so. I mean, there's nothing like wrong with having a purse as a guy. I love how Luke just killed the audio. Yeah.
Right? He totally killed the audio. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Give it to you. This is good for the media roast next year. Keep going.
You caught me moving.
Suddenly, I'm hearing the echo. Edibles kicked in.
Sure to get hot in here.
Happened to me about an hour ago.
I mean, I guess there's value in like conforming to what the society wants because that's how you're going to have the easiest trip through life. But there's nothing wrong with rebelling against it, you know.
Okay, tampons is a good one.
Oh,
there you go.
That's a good one. Yeah, but we can. That's a we buy that at the grocery store. I can say.
I mean, clearly they're that's underwear. They're underwear. You know, because they're
crazy.
They're form fit for their bodies.
It's crazy. You know? Hey, was D Wade not a point guard?
It technically was a shooting guard.
He was a two.
I thought he was a point guard.
But I think he played point guard in college.
Rookie year, he was a point guard, and then he became a two guard.
Okay, well, name a better two guard than that fool.
Kobe. Sounds like he might be a hell of a two-way player.
Liskus, clearly. Clearly. Lucy, I got enough time to do this before we get out of here. Coach. Yeah, I give you this nasty stuff. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a ladies' night. Comedian and radio host Jess Hilarious. Have you ever heard of her?
Jess Hilarious.
I have. Jess Hilarious.
Sounds familiar.
She is a comedian from Baltimore. Baltimore.
I can't wait to hear this.
Sounds promising.
It's Dummy. Starting root. Buckle up, bitch.
From Baltimore. She is a host on Power 105 in the NYC. Hmm. She says she was hanging out at Shaq's house, right? And then she got to telling all of Shaq's business. She claims that Shaq is living the poly life when you have a little couple of things with you.
Right. You got like Lou Will and Neo.
There you go.
Big love?
Yeah, like LA tried one time, but my girl keeps running all the other girls off.
We should get to try a couple
runs
times.
Runs them off.
It's not even me. It's her.
I got to take another girl outside and apologize to her. Yeah, she had a long night. I'm sorry. We'll try this again next week.
Lucius the intermediary.
I'm sorry.
That is hilarious.
Before we get out of here, Jess Hilarious speaks about what she witnessed at Shaq's house. Pretty sure she will not be invited back if this is the case.
Random observation. I'm at Shaq's house yesterday, right?
Yo.
And.
Yo.
Yo, this man is living like Neo. He got four white big booties in there. Like, one is in the kitchen cleaning. The other one is in the basement. What?
Shaq,
four.
Who was Shaquille O'Neal?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know another Shaq.
Right.
But, yeah.
Shaq Barry.
Guess what, Jeff?
Yeah, he got a house in Atlanta.
He had four. He got four wives?
Four white women.
Does Shaq want you to say this?
Yes.
No, he does not.
That's crazy, Jess. Just going out there on the radio talking about that man's personal life like that. Unless you joked with him while you were there and said, you know I'm going to talk about you on the radio, right? Then you can get away with it. But if you just jumping out there, man, that's wild.
Shaq's too busy watching Chauncey Billups coast the Pistons. He don't even know what's going on.
And didn't you have this on LA Live like it was last year maybe? There was a girl who was posting pictures like she was with Shaq like in his hotel room, took a picture of him like sleeping on the couch. And then Shaq tried to say like, no, that's not me. It wasn't me.
Yes, man, these girls don't change, bro.
I think some super rich people do that, though. I met this billionaire once, and he had, like, a crew of employees, like a cleaner, a cook, but they were all, like, dimes. Obviously working girls, right?
You meet Prince?
Yeah, so I basically have a house crew. You know, they're doing the maintenance, they're clean, they're turning over everything, they're cooking, but they're also super hot.
Come on, dog. Man is living the dream out there.
As long as it works for everybody.
If it works for everybody.
Keep it happy.
Yeah.
Home of family.
Yeah. Wow, man. I had some more stuff from Coach Prime, and I got an update on the North Carolina story. But I'll get to that tomorrow on a freestyle, have Feel Good Friday. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be back tomorrow. Black Scars. Sorry.
There he goes.
That's how it happens. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, you're not black. That's how it happens. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. Holla.
Thank you, sir. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. It's time to talk some baseball, Wolchuk.
All right, we got some Ranger observations, and how much would Rocker and Leiter make if NIL was around in their Vandy days? That's next.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.